USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making his first official visit to Canada.
I had important and good meetings both with Chrystia today as well as with Prime Minister Trudeau. I thank them profusely for their solidarity with the United States on a wide range of issues.
Pompeo says the meetings were a positive step forward towards strengthening the U.S. and Canada's economic and security relationship. Vice President Mike Pence is traveling the country pushing the passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Today, Pence was in Utah talking about how President Trump has delivered on campaign promises.
The American economy is booming. And this president has brought all that about by putting into practice all the things that we said we would do.
Pence also says that the unemployment rate is at an all-time low and the state of Utah has added around 125,000 jobs in the last year. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to redress the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership with Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
Reactions still coming in as the president cancels a trip to Denmark. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
The Danish prime minister is still expressing shock over President Trump's abrupt cancellation of a scheduled state visit to Denmark next month. But Mette Frederiksen says she's hoping this will not affect relations between the two countries.
This does not change the character of our good relations. And we will, of course, from Denmark, continue our ongoing dialogue with the U.S.
Reports are Trump canceled the trip after Denmark refused to consider selling Greenland to the United States.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is releasing a $16 trillion climate plan. The Green New Deal calls for 100% renewable energy for electricity and transportation by 2030. The senator says the plan will pay for itself in 15 years and create 20 million jobs, although he did not go into any specifics. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Politicians were wrong to respond to the Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas mass murders over the past month. That's at least according to Andrew Pollack. As some people are pushing for more expanded background checks, Pollack reminds us on Fox News.
There's not one mass shooting where a background check would have made a difference in this century. So I want your listeners to understand that. What's very important to stop these type of shootings or cut down on the percentage is if someone's mentally ill, they need to be put into the hospital, you know, against their will, and will go on their background check that they're mentally ill and they wouldn't be able to purchase a gun. So the mentally ill, it's a big situation what's going on in the country. Prosecute them when they're violent. You know, the psychiatrists need to put that on their background. And also prosecute when some people threaten lives. We saw three cases recently where they stopped mass shootings. That was in the news. People saw something. They said something. And now we have to prosecute them, Martha, so it's on their background. They have a felony.
The El Paso Walmart, where 22 people were murdered, will reopen within the next few months. It'll be completely renovated and add a permanent memorial for the victims. A store spokesman gave an update today saying nothing will ease the pain of what happened on August 3rd, and we are hopeful that reopening the store will be another testament to the strength and resiliency of the community. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.